today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Stacks slash gospel slash 60 style R&B music.
Hey Rock in the Suburbs, it's Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois with my new music picks for May 2026. This month I have two picks, one of new material and one featuring songs recorded between 1979 and 1984. First up is the fourth studio album from Upu Payama. I'll spell that, U-P-U-P-A-Y-M-A. It's called Honesty Flowers, and it came out on May 29th. Upu Payama is multi-instrumentalist Alessio Ferrari, who wrote, played, and recorded everything on this album. That includes guitars, keyboards, flute, sitar, and an assortment of percussion instruments. This is a funk album at heart, but I also hear elements of psychedelia, motoric, prog, especially when the flute kicks in, and zamrock. I recommend the double vinyl, as the album clocks in around 70 minutes. It allows you to take a moment to regroup as you flip sides and get ready for the next leg of your trip. And this record is a trip. The song I'd like you to play is Old Sky, Wandering Clouds. Choice this month is Epilogue, The Cellar Tapes by Don Williams, which came out on May 29th. Williams was a country singer known as the Gentle Giant because of his calm voice and the laid-back nature of his songs. You may be familiar with Tulsa Time, a song that he took to number one on the Billboard country charts. It was also recorded by Eric Clapton on his Backless album in 1978. Williams passed in 2017. When his family was clearing out his house, they found tapes of unreleased songs in the cellar. 12 of these have been restored and remastered, with some of the performances completed with additional backing by Williams' touring band. All of Don's vocals have remained intact. It's a worthy addition to his catalog, and if you like what you hear, I recommend the Gold compilation for a collection of essential sides. There's also a tribute album, released in 2017, called Gentle Giants, The Songs of Don Williams, featuring Alison Krauss, John Prine, and Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires. But back to the Cellar Tapes. The song I'd like you to play is Try Me Again. That's it for me this month. As always, I look forward to hearing what the community's been listening to. In the meantime, listen to Suburbs Pod Radio and take care of each other. I'll catch you next time.
My darling, if you're somewhere out there listening, I'm sorry for the things I never did. Now I've changed all those crazy ways of thinking, and I see the truth in many things you said. So won't you try me again, baby? Try me again. I'm not the same fella I was back then. Come on, let go of the past, let the future begin. I'll do you right, baby, try me again. I never understood just what you needed till you were gone and I was all alone. Now I know all the ways I'd love to touch you are just what you had wanted all along. So won't you try me again, baby, try me again. I'm not the same fella I was back then.
Jason Goble checking in from New York City. Not much going on. Think I'm forgetting something, but I guess let me just get right into my May new music picks. First, sometimes you just need a little pop pick-me-up, and that came in the form of an album. It actually came out in April, but it got a lot of listening from me in May. It's an artist out of England, Holly Humberstone, who released the album Cruel World, which is my first pick. My service labels this alternative music, but I would just label it pure poppy goodness with lots of great earworms and Holly Humberstone's beautiful voice, which will probably live inside your head if you give this one a shot. The song I'll go with, probably my favorite on the album, is Song to Love Somebody. Do recommend the whole album, though. Holly Humberstone's Cruel World, my first pick.
It all breaks down, it always does. It all works out, it always does. To love somebody.
As for pick number two, I do love me some synth-driven alternative music. I did love the run that Depeche Mode had in the 90s Music Madness Tournament. And if the Depeche Mode kids are looking for something to do after their late-night partying, I recommend the album by the band Doublespeak, who released the self-titled album Doublespeak, which is going to be my second pick. Doublespeak is a collaboration between three electronic slash alternative artists slash bands. I'll be honest, the first two I know nothing about. A group, I believe, named Blanc Mange, and a artist named Benj. But the third member of this collaboration is alternative royalty, Vince Clark, formerly of said Depeche Mode, and now the leader of Erasure, which I believe is still kicking around. The album is an album full of covers. Admittedly, again, I did not really know most of the songs, but, you know, when you put this on, you're immediately transported back to the 80s. And the 80s alternative music scene. And I mean that in a good way. The song I will recommend is the song that kicks it off. It's the song Back to Nature. And that's from the album Doublespeak, from the band Doublespeak, which is my second pick. And I do have a third pick this month because sometimes you do need some sweet soul music. And that came in the form of an artist, I believe, out of Georgia. It's Brother Wallace, who released Electric Love, which will be my third and final pick. From what I can tell, this is Brother Wallace's first album, at least based on both his streaming, the page on my streaming service, and his Bandcamp page. From a biography I found, apparently he started playing piano in his first church when he was 11 years old, and by the time he was 14, he was director of his church's choir, and then graduated, started writing his own music, somehow hooked up with Dan Taylor, who's the guitarist of the English band The Heavy, and the two of them worked together to create Electric Love. You know, this album basically echoes back to Stax / gospel / 60s style R&B music. And if you love that music like I do, you're going to enjoy Brother Wallace's Electric Love. Song I'll pick is what closes the album. It's the song Let's Get Together. Just a excellent representation of what you get, again, from Brother Wallace's, I believe, debut, Electric Love, which is my third and final pick. That's it. I hope all are doing well. And, oh, yeah, now I remember what's going on in New York City. They're going to be raising a new banner in Madison Square Garden, one which will give the Knicks 1969-1970 banner and the 1972-1973 banner some company. Finally, the Knicks are champions of the NBA. Thank you, New York Knicks, for making myself and thousands upon thousands of New Yorkers very, very happy. I will speak to you all next month. Thanks again, and talk to you later.
Say we can't get together, letting trouble in our way. But that's about to change it. We done cast our cares away. It's a
guitars, keyboards, flute, sitar, and an assortment of percussion instruments.